A panel of economists and tax experts formed by Senate President Steve Sweeney is recommending ways to improve the efficiency of state and local government to make New Jersey more affordable. The suggestions include changing the pension plan for new public employees and providing a less expensive health care plan for all government workers. The panel is also calling for consolidation of some school districts, more sharing of government services, changes in the tax code, and the possible transfer of major assets, such as the New Jersey Turnpike system, into the state pension system. Senate President Sweeney says he's committed to working with the Assembly to start moving on the recommendations.
New Jersey is at the crossroads. In fact, we're beyond the crossroads. We're in trouble. And if we don't start doing some things differently immediately, we're not going to be able to make our obligations.
Sweeney expects there will be some pushback on some of the ideas.
We want to sit with the unions. We don't want to have any kind of hostility here. We want to talk to them because I know they care a great deal about their members and their pensions. And the reality is we're not going to be able to fund them going forward pretty soon.
Republican Senator Steve Orojo says there is bipartisan support for many of the ideas.
A lot of these suggestions, they've been studied before, but now we're going to have the political will to do it. We're looking forward to working with the administration, as we are with all our colleagues, in getting this accomplished.
Senator Paul Sarlo expects public hearings will be held to get input on the recommendations.
Some of them are practical common sense, things that should have been done. Or perhaps are being done already, we need to codify, and some will be much more difficult to get done through the legislative process.
Senator Tony Bucco says some of the proposals should be easy to do, but believes it will take courage of the legislature to get others enacted.
So we don't lose more businesses, we don't lose more people moving out of our state because they can't afford to stay here.
Mark Pfeiffer is the assistant director of the Local Government Research Center at Rutgers. He's one of the members of the panel that made the recommendations.
This group is the fourth such group that I have worked with in one way or another since the mid-80s, which tells you that we've had these problems for a long time and there's not any easy fixes to them.
Senate President Sweeney says New Jersey is in trouble, and if the state doesn't start doing things differently, it won't be able to meet its financial obligations.